right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Wow.
That was like, what do you call it when you're like, it's like just the notes were just missing, but close.
Oh, that's
but
interesting. I thought that it was.
No, it was good though.
I thought it was
it was good.
Maybe your mustache is affecting your singing.
It could be my mustache, and thank you for saying that.
It is affecting the way you move your mouth, which is interesting.
What's really interesting is everyone listening who doesn't know I'm wearing a fake mustache and thought you just absolutely obliterated me.
Just roasted the shit.
Who are like, wow, he is out for blood tonight.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, guys, if you want to watch this episode instead, you can go to patreon.com/middlechildren. You can see my wig. Mm-hmm. You can see Jessie's fake mustache that she has on.
It's stunning.
Yeah. At patreon.com/middlechildren, obviously.
Obviously, get your ass over there. And for those of you who don't know, Chris is a father to a pup. An adorable puppy. And I, embarrassingly enough, did go over to your home yesterday and meet your puppy and then get so high that I got beyond paranoid in my own brain.
Oh, did you?
I can't explain to you how. Sometimes I forget that, like, I can't keep up. But in my head, I'm like, we smoke at the same time. And that's how we do it.
Were you... What kind of paranoid do you get?
Every time. On the way home, I was pretty convinced I was going to be like sold to sex trafficking. And I decided to go almost willingly because I was like, I'm not going to text anybody and put them out. Like, I don't know what I would say.
I was tracking, like, I was able to see you on Uber as well.
I know, but at the same time, mine wasn't updating. Like, it still didn't have him picking me up. So I was like, this is a trap because he's going to deliver me to a dungeon somewhere. Anyhow, I survived. I got home and then I was so just, I was just, she needed medication. She needed help, but she got back. But I said, I even got paranoid about our whole hangout. I had to text you being like, I'm sorry about anything I said.
I didn't think you seemed that...
I know.
That twisty.
When I start to get really quiet, be afraid. You know what I mean?
Be very afraid.
Be very afraid. But you did start watching Married at First Sight, and that's exciting.
Yeah, we just finished that wedding episode.
Okay, what are your thoughts and feelings?
So, I'm watching Married at First Sight season 11. Yeah. The new season. The episodes are up on
Netflix.
The thing is, I thought that we were post-COVID. This is apparently the season where COVID hits.
Oh.
And so, they go into...
Quarantine
together.
Wait, do they have the honeymoon or no?
Yeah, I think after the honeymoon, they go into quarantine.
Oh, wow. That's rough. That's hard.
The one guy I hate.
Which one?
The one that's like a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's like muscly and thinks he's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the worst.
Who was like, I don't... And then the girls that are the boring guy, Henry.
Yeah.
The girls that are like his friends.
Weird. They were so drunk at that wedding. And I said, what's happening here?
Weird. Rude.
I know.
She was like, I
don't believe in marriage.
Henry's still not married. To me.
To me, he's still on the market.
She literally turns to her friend and she's like, I'm not going to respect the marriage.
Yeah.
But anyway, what are you up to?
What am I up to? Well, other than that little... moment for me, a little boop bop, little beep beep, if you will, a little skip-a-roo.
Beep beep, yeah.
Beep beep bop bop. What else is going on? Well, I actually did get absolutely thrilling news last night when I was on Instagram. I got a message from somebody where they told me that every night before bed, I want to read it because you'll die. My daughters have become obsessed with the theme song of Middle Children, the podcast, because they hear it so much. Our new nighttime routine involves them dressing up as you and Chris and dancing to the song. And then she sent me a video. And the girl who I'm assuming is dressed as me is wearing a stunning dress that is long sleeve, head to toe red, but I respect it and I see it. And then for you, it's like a collared shirt backwards, which I think it's like you're different. You're innovative. Like you don't follow fashion norms, you know?
Yeah. Listen.
I love it.
I feel sorry for whichever sister has to dress up as me and whichever one gets to dress up like you.
Listen, I think it's a fight. I'm assuming it's a fight both night, but it's Callie and Veda. Okay. And they're both
beautiful names.
I know. And they're both five and they're going into kindergarten.
Are they in sisters? September.
They're sisters.
Are they twins?
Wait, my daughters. Yeah. They're both five and going into kindergarten. Yeah.
They must be twins.
Guess what? My birthday is October 11th. We're twins. We're not just twins. We're not just sisters, Holly. We're twins. They're twins. They're in Canada. Twins in Canada? Is that even a thing?
I love.
It is.
I love Canada.
I love Canada. I love that they're going into kindergarten. Iconically, my favorite time. Kindergarten's such a great time, you guys. Girls, I just want to tell you, because first of all, you've already got like...
You're already ahead of the game.
You're ahead of the game.
Your parents let you listen to this.
You're way cool. Whatever you do, don't listen to what other kids say or think about you. You're the best. You're icons. If they can't catch up, that's on them. They might still have that preschool mindset. Okay. You're above your time. You're in kindergarten vibes.
You have a third grade reading level all over
exactly.
you. I can feel it.
And I decided that I'm going to offer a reward of $20,000.
Where did you get $20,000 from?
Of Monopoly money for whoever dresses up as us for Halloween, okay?
And that is not legally binding. We do not have $20,000.
I said Monopoly money.
Oh, do you have
I don't
that?
Know if I have that. Do you have Monopoly? But the point is, wouldn't it be funny?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious. Yeah, I don't know that I want to see that many costumes of me. I'm nervous for what will come out.
Oh my gosh, stop. It'll be stunning.
As long as you're below the age of like 10, then
if you're a kid, you automatically slay it. If you're an adult, then you're more than welcome to probably absolutely destroy us.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say or do. But isn't that fun?
That's
died.
So, fun.
So anyhow, that made me really happy. What are you up to this weekend? What are you up to? What are you up to even this next week?
Well, I'm a dog parent.
You're right. You're busy.
So
you're booked.
I don't know. I need to join a book club, get some me time.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Don't forget that you can have wine every night if you need it.
I don't really have much going on.
Yeah.
Again, it's this time of year.
Ugh.
Nothing exciting anyway.
Yeah.
I've been trying to work on writing stuff.
I love that. Good for you. That's hard to do as someone who said she was going to do that all week and then in fact never did. I need to actually start writing next week.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
I know. It really is.
You
have to sit down and do it.
Buckle down and do it.
It's like homework. No one likes it, but it helps.
I guess.
I don't know if I believe in homework, but you know what? Don't, for all the kids that listen, and apparently there are a lot, okay? Do your homework.
You have to do your homework.
You literally have to. Parents, play this clip. You have to do your homework.
If I could go back in time and do my homework better, I'd probably be a doctor by now.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
What are you doing this weekend? I have a wedding next weekend.
You do? That's fun.
Yeah.
That is fun. I have a wedding in like a month and I keep debating like, am I buying a new dress? Am I renting a dress? Or am I trying to reinvent something from my own wardrobe? Those are the hills I'm hopping between, if you will.
What are the options for reinventation?
I'm just like, I haven't investigated fully yet because it's cocktail.
Yeah.
So cocktail, I feel like that's kind of a loose parameter that I'm like, I could do.
I think that gives you the option to wear slutty if you want.
Well, absolutely. I could go slutty. And I mean, that's always on the table. The question is, I could do like a skirt and a shirt. I could do like pants and a shirt. I could do a dress, but it's hard to reinvent a dress.
Where's the wedding?
In DC.
Okay. What about, well, what kind of skirt? I feel like you have to wear a dress.
Okay, is that the truth? Yeah.
Or a jumpsuit could be fun.
A jumpsuit could be fun. Yeah.
Do you have a fun jumpsuit?
Maybe. I have a red one.
Oh, that's fun. I don't know that it's appropriate to wear red to a wedding.
Is it not?
I don't know. It's an argued fact.
Red?
People debate.
Why? Oh my God. My other backup was red.
Well, here's the thing. I love red. I think it's some people say it's okay. Some people say no, not to do red.
Okay, but why is even red a no?
I think because it's like a power color. It stands out. It's take charge. It's demanding. It's look at me.
But that's what my fashion says.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the option. You have to either tone it down because it's the bride's day, or the bride needs to know that they invited someone who's going to outshine them, so then they'll have to
step it up. The bride always stands out because they're in white, and they're the only one in white, and they're the bride.
Listen, I'm just telling you what is debated in society. You can wear whatever you want.
Well, now I'm scared. Now I'm petrified. Are you happy?
Listen, I'm just trying to get you to be thoughtful of this bride.
Yeah, little did I know. Here I am thinking, oh, she's so excited to see. No, now you're wearing
red. It's like whenever I go to a wedding and you try to suggest that I go in full drag to a wedding, that would be inappropriate.
Okay. All right. You know what? No one has fun anymore at weddings. Everyone's so uptight. Everyone's looking for an enemy. And don't tell me they're not. Everyone's looking for the crowd being like, who came here with an objective? Because if you come to a wedding with an objective, you're crucified. Everyone who cries during the ceremony.
What do you mean?
Any woman who goes to a wedding single and says, oh, I want to flirt. Everyone's like, you hussy. This is what love is. And you're like, what is happening?
I don't think that's true.
I do think it's true. I think sequence.
You think that any woman that is at a wedding thinking they want to flirt, that everyone else thinks they're a hussy?
I'm saying that people come to weddings and everyone's looking for an enemy. Everyone's looking for the drunkie, the whore.
Jesse, I don't think that this is true.
I feel that now.
Do you feel like you're all of these? I feel like you're self-describing yourself at many weddings.
As
the hatter? The hatter?
I mean, the hatter is clearly me. But clearly me. But no, I just think like, it's so funny to me how, I mean, the red thing I just have never heard, but I'm like, I'm sure that's true. Why not? But it does make me think of just like, how at weddings people are always saying things, snickering. This person was drunk. This person was late. This person isn't with this person. It's like a gossip city. Everyone who cries during the ceremony, let's be honest here, 90% of the time you're not crying because what a beautiful moment. You're crying because of whatever's happening in your own life. And you're looking at that moment.
See, that's when I cry at weddings a lot.
Why?
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just brings me to tears.
Yeah, but are you crying because you're hot?
But it's not. I'm not like crying about my like missed life. I like that's about my like you. It should be me. It's usually because I'm like, look at this friend that I like lived with or grew up with, and look at them finding their moving person. On to the maybe a little bit. Sometimes the tear is like depending on the person, like mourning the friendship. Yeah. That we had that will never be the same.
Right.
Which is, if someone gets married, everything changes. That's just how it is.
Of course. It's not, what I'm saying is it's not uncommon. Like one time I was at a wedding with my sister and she had just gotten broke, like out of something. And when the bride walked down, it's like, she was sobbing. I knew it was because of, this was just a beautiful reason for her to cry and for everyone to go, aw, she really cares. But that's not the reason.
I just blew my nose on camera. That was a little... That's a thing you'll get for the video.
Wow. I was wondering why it was so sensual.
Yeah, of course. Got it. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I was just... I'm ranting. At this point, I'm off the edge. Absolutely ranting.
I once was in a wedding where one of the bridesmaids started crying hysterically before we walked down the aisle. I was a bridesmaid as well.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, this bitch is going to ruin the entire wedding because she's sobbing.
Yeah.
Like, it's too soon. She's sobbing about not...
Exactly.
And like it was, and I was like, I barely know this girl. Okay, yeah. She was like, knew the wedding people getting married. I'm not going to drop any hints on whose wedding this was, so I'm trying as strategically as possible to not do that.
Good idea.
But I was like, as we turned, I was like, you have to stop.
Yeah, you have to.
And then when we were standing at the altar and they were still sobbing, I was like, you have to get it together.
You're going
to
ruin every picture.
Pull it together. Pull it together. Literally. Let me ask you this, Jesse.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, a genie comes down.
Who?
A genie.
Oh, okay.
A genie pops out of a bottle.
Wow.
You're at a wedding dress. You're at a dress shop. You're shopping for a dress to wear to this wedding you have to go to.
Yeah. Okay.
Just as a guest. And that's when you find this magic bottle.
Okay.
It's a genie. You rub it. The genie comes out and it says, they say, I'm not going to gender the genie.
Thank you.
Says, I'll give you your perfect dream wedding dress for whenever you want it. You just have to perfectly describe it to me right now.
Oh.
What would it be?
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about this a lot. Well, let's see. That's actually very difficult. Okay. Well, okay.
You can try.
Because as you'll recall, I'm unsure if I want to wear white.
Well, you better decide. The genie doesn't have all day.
Fuck me. Okay. I think I want a ton of tulle on the bottom. I want it to be like very dramatic.
Yeah.
Somehow it can pin up so that I can dance later. Or it's one of those tearaway skirts and I have my own Hillary Duff, hey now moment.
You could do tear away like a huge, you have the huge.
Yes.
Okay. And then when they announce you're walking into the ceremony,
boom,
we do a reveal. We take off that.
Yeah.
You will have a different gown underneath.
Technical. Yeah. I twirl. It's a reveal. I think it's a corset top.
And then,
yeah.
Once the fun starts happening, that is also teared off.
It's a reveal under a reveal under a reveal.
And it's a white jumpsuit underneath.
I love that.
With flared bottom pants.
Yeah, at that point, I'm toit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I feel like you're not describing this dress. I feel like I gave you a fun assignment.
I'm doing it. Okay.
Throwing
and
it
then
away.
The corset. And then I think I want it to be off. You know when the sleeves come down off the shoulders?
Yeah.
I want my clavicles out, shining.
Okay, clavicles. She's a whore.
I am a whore, absolutely. And then I want the sleeves like very dramatic with tulle on my arms as well. I think those could be tearaway too. I'm not locked on.
You want tulle sleeves? What the fuck is that?
I want drama.
I don't understand what tulle sleeves
I
look
honestly
like.
Don't understand either because I don't know if I know what. I don't know if I know, Chris.
Isn't like tulle's just to make things bigger? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I like the material. Listen. I don't know what, I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't know what I want my wedding dress. I don't know. I would have to tell the genie, could you just, no?
No, you will be wearing a off the rack from David's Bridal.
God
without
damn it.
Any change at all. No tailoring.
I don't.
And that is what little girls get for not making decisions.
What a great lesson. / horror story. Do you know?
I would wear a vintage Vivian Westwood like Carrie did when Big left her at the altar in the season finale of...
In the movie?
No, not in the movie. Is it in the movie?
Yeah.
When Big leaves her at the altar?
He just never shows up.
No, when she hits him with the flowers.
Yeah, so they that's on the street.
Is that the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah, that.
Okay, yeah, that's a gorgeous dress.
A dress like that.
Okay.
Big, off-white.
Yeah.
Like a tannish.
A tannish? How interesting.
The thing is, I'll never wear a wedding dress, but I would wear this for a photo shoot. So I guess I'm thinking more along the lines of that.
Okay, photo shoot. You wouldn't wear a wedding dress on your wedding day?
No.
Okay, I'm asking, because you can wear whatever you want on your wedding day.
Yeah, but for me, I don't want to be, I want to be like...
Suit.
Not in costume, I want to be at a wedding.
Absolutely. Are you wearing white?
No.
Never. I'm mad you even asked.
Never.
Okay.
I would never wear white.
Ever.
Ever.
Okay. Well, I'm embarrassed for myself. Okay. All right.
I don't wear white ever.
You know what? It's rare I wear white myself.
The thing is.
Yeah.
I I don't know why I don't wear. Also, I stain everything.
Yeah, really, I mean, easily. The staining part is always a worry for me. Normally, white makes me look pale. So that's another thing I think about. But ultimately, I don't know.
All right. Well, that was my fun.
No, that was really fun. Gosh, I mean, and okay, what about, okay, let's strike that, because weddings are schweddings. I'm schwick of weddings, okay? How about this? How about 40s, everyone, at least when I was growing up, it was like over the hill, but I'm like fucking 40s. Like, you fuck in your 40s and you fucking rage. And for all the kids, I apologize for changing my absolute tone, but what if, well, how about this? What would your blowout 40th birthday party be? That's fun. Oh. That's fun. And what's the outfit you'd wear to that?
Is there a budget restraint?
Honestly, no.
Okay, are we ready?
I'm so ready.
It's on a cruise ship.
Yes.
A rented out. It's private.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not talking about a yacht, because there's hundreds of people.
Wow.
So maybe it's like a small, it's a super yacht. It's a very yacht, a small cruise.
There are hundreds of people at this party?
It's my 40th blowout.
Incredible.
Well, maybe not hundreds, actually. I don't want hundreds of people there.
I mean, for me, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, that actually is kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me reframe. It's just a yacht. Yeah. But it's still like a bigger yacht.
It's massive.
It holds like 30 people.
Perfect. What a perfect number.
Yeah. And that way people can't be offended, because I'm like, sorry, there's no room on
the
boat.
It's a boat, yeah.
And it goes through Alaska, around Alaska and like the Northwest Territories. Oh. And my birthday's at the end of April, so springtime. Oh. So the glaciers are melting. I mean, by the time I turn 40 in 8 years, who knows if we'll even have glaciers anymore. Thanks. Global warming.
Yeah.
But basically, it just does that, goes through, sees all my favorite foliage, things like that.
Yeah.
One of the days we stop, we go whale watching.
Wow.
We stop somewhere and go on a nice hike. And then, of course, there's a very fancy night on the boat, which is the actual birthday dinner and party. And it is, the theme is Alaskan glamour.
Oh my God, absolutely.
I want to see faux fur coming out of every corner. I want to see beautiful frame. I want to see
what I love, which you did for this, is
like ice ball. It's an ice ball,
and they make the yacht freezing that night. The AC is so cold.
Well, we're also in Alaska.
Oh, and it is cold in April?
It's still pretty cold.
What
in
do
April.
I know? Okay, perfect.
I'll say it's like 50, 60s.
Oh, yeah, that's actually perfect. Okay, I love that.
And so the furs can be worn. And then, you know what? This is the point where we hit and we see the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights dance above us as we're dancing on the. And then maybe also the other nights are themed as well.
Wow.
And yeah, 4 days, 3 nights. Perfect amount of time. We set sail from Seattle.
Yeah.
Easy for everyone to get to.
Wow.
And yeah.
I'm obsessed. I think that was,
or a private island, Kim K style.
I love that.
What about you?
Okay, for me, okay, get ready. So first of all, everyone, there's like, I guess, let's pretend I have 40 friends. Let's just pretend for this example, okay? So you get this, like, you get this thing and this invitation in the mail. You're cordially invited. It's a mansion, okay? To a mansion.
What's the invitation style?
It's very Clue-esque. Because, honey, it's a murder mystery, okay? It's a murder mystery. Now, it is a four-day event. But it's a murder mystery. So it's like, come to this mansion.
Is it a murder mystery the whole time?
Just one night. The big night's a murder mystery. And is it a murder mystery? It's like, there's a lot of, like, obviously every night there's a magician somewhere in the hallway. There's a magic show. There's just, it feels like magic everywhere. Okay. You come in, they take your bags, magic, your bags are gone. Magic, your bags are in the room. Okay. Magic, 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 magic. Okay. It feels very magical. Seafood towers every which way. Okay. You can't, you can't leave a room and not bump into a pile of shrimp, okay? seafood everywhere. And then, honestly,
I'm kind of, is the mansion updated or is it old?
It's got an old vintage vibe, and it's like, yeah, it's old.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's old, but very, very clean, and definitely no bugs or anything like that. Just like clean, pristine.
Are people like, is this haunted?
There's a little bit of that vibe. Okay. There's a little bit of that vibe. But it's never scary, and that's super important for me. It's never scary. Yeah. It's just like spooky. Spooky fun, okay?
Okay.
There's like a bonfire. There's a lot of marshmallows. There's honestly, there's a lot of dessert, and no one can stop me. There's a lot of dessert, and there's a lot of I don't know what, but all my favorite fashion designers, come in. Mm-hmm. Not like, I'm not talking like, I don't even like half the like designer. I'm talking like cool, interesting people who have smaller businesses that I'm supporting. Okay.
Okay. Let me I need to take your ideas here.
Okay.
And put them into an actual schedule.
Okay.
Friday night we arrive.
Right.
Okay. Friday night we arrive and there's a magic show to kick things off.
I love that.
Everyone's drinking.
Honestly, no one's seen me yet. I pop out of a box. Sorry.
What happens is no one's seen you yet. He makes like something disappear.
Yes.
Or he like, I'm going to put this rabbit under a hat. He lifts the hat and Jesse rises
exactly.
From the stage.
Exactly.
Okay. So first night we have this. We established that I fucked the magician. Yeah. we establish rooms.
Yes.
There's a beautiful dinner.
Gorgeous.
With magical elements as well.
Yeah.
It's very, it looks like Hogwarts in the fall.
Yes, exactly.
Circa the first movie.
Circa the
like,
first.
Like decorated.
Yes.
And so there's like floating candles.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, this is stunning. Who planned it?
I did. Exactly.
And then Saturday, okay?
Okay.
We wake up.
Good morning.
Good morning. there's a beautiful breakfast buffet.
I love that. Of course there is.
Waiting for people so that we don't need, you know, no stress.
No stress. No schedule stress.
Breakfast is scheduled from 9 to 11:30.
Exactly.
Lunch is scheduled from 11:30
to
3.
Yes, there's always
like, there's
food.
Just always a buffet.
I love that.
Constantly being replaced.
Yes.
And I'm always being like, guys, why is the fucking eggs dry? We need to bring out some fresh eggs.
Please.
For Miss Jollis. She's going to lose her mind.
Yeah.
Okay. That day, Saturday,
yeah.
Maybe we have a surprise for you.
Oh my God.
We bring in kittens.
I love kittens.
And people, it's these kittens, everyone plays the thing. They can be adopted.
Oh my
also.
God. How many am I going to take? God help me.
Well, at this time, maybe we don't bring in kittens. That's a
lot. That's a lot.
And
that, I'm
it feels
scared
like
by that. In a mansion,
it's
we could lose
away
a kitten.
The glamour.
It's too much, yeah.
It's like in Bridesmaids when they have the bridal shower and she gives out puppies as favors.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy takes 12. Yeah. So actually, you know what? Saturday's a chill day because we want everybody up.
Yeah.
For Saturday night.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So maybe this mansion is on beautiful land, farm grounds, beautiful natural things.
Yeah, there's like maybe there's like farm activities that day. If you want to partake, ride a horse.
If you want to partake, there's a rollerblading thing. Things like this. You know what else there are?
No.
Because listen, this is actually Friday. Thursday night's the first night.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay, Thursday night's the first night.
Yeah, magic.
Friday, if you have to work, you can work from your room,
yeah.
But please come Thursday
because
it's a whole thing. Friday, we bring in designers, your favorite designers from all over.
Yes, and I make sure I get everybody's sizes, okay? I'm getting everyone like custom gifts.
Exactly,
yeah.
Okay? Everyone, so on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Everyone has their appointment
with
the designer and the tailor, which they fit things, okay? They do it,
I love that.
Friday night,
yeah,
it's a bonfire. It's easy. Bonfire, smoking by the bonfire, yes. Roasting marshmallows. Of course, there's decadent food everywhere.
Everybody tells their favorite story about me.
Everybody, yeah, it's there's a touching thing.
There's a touching thing. I love that.
Saturday.
The big day.
Okay. This is the big day.
I feel it.
A Saturday, everyone gets their final fitting. Yeah. They take their things back to their rooms with strict instruction that on Saturday night, here's the thing. Again, there's a great party space here. Actually, you know what else happens on Friday night? Is the murder mystery.
Is Friday night.
Is murder mystery. Because, so we do murder mystery, bonfire after party.
Okay, great. Love that. Actually, that's fine.
Because you can't do murder mystery on Saturday because you did send out who was the murderer. And so you can't count on them to not tell anyone all the way to Saturday.
Yeah, you're right. You know? It's too much.
And so then that's that. And so then Saturday.
Okay.
Chill activities all day, whatever you want to do, eat, drink, be
maybe
merry.
Maybe a spa day. Everyone gets a massage.
I was just going to say, you bring in 30 masseuses.
Manicurists,
pedicurists, hairstylists, makeup artists, the whole nine yards.
I love it.
And then, there's a fashion show. Saturday night is a fashion show.
Yeah.
Everyone at the party has to walk the runway.
Oh my God.
So we all do enter together.
Yeah.
And you are on a balcony watching the fashion show, having the time of your
cheering
life.
Cheering my ass off.
So we can see you from, we can't see what you're wearing because it has to be the final reveal.
That's the final reveal. But you can see and my so then, head.
We can see your head. And then at the end of the fashion show, you're lowered.
Oh, absolutely.
And then it's a party all night long.
It's a party all night long.
With magic intertwined.
I love that. The whole time. Tell me that's not
fun. And every outfit has a magical element to it.
I love that.
It's very expensive.
It is a lot of money. And that's okay.
And and then on the last day, you bill everyone.
I would never. But I do have to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, and then also, no, that's it. That's all I got. That's it. It was a lot happening at the party.
No, I love that. I think that's literally perfect.
Where is it being held?
It's maybe like this. I mean, this mansion could be upstate Maine, Vermont. Who knows?
Okay, we're talking Northeast vibe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that, but it's...
Let's make it happen.
I've got a few years, thank God, to get ready financially.
Yeah.
And honestly, the top of my to-do list is make a lot of money, so... Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time.
Maybe you start party planning.
Maybe I'll start party planning now. Start meeting some magicians so I know who I'm calling. There is a magic show now in New York that I do want to check out.
Where? You love magic.
I love magic. It's like in Times Square area. They're like...
Are you asking me to go to a magic show with
honestly,
you?
Honestly, yeah. It'll all be right. So fun.
I feel like in magic shows, all I think about is how did they do it?
I think about that too, but then I go, it's magic.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah, I do.
Listen... You got to believe in
you
something.
You have to believe in something. I believe in magic. I really do. Sue me.
But anyway, what do you have going on this weekend, tonight, today,
night,
tomorrow?
Today. Well, I'm seeing boyfriend tonight, and I'm meeting two of his friends who I haven't met. I know.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know yet because I think I'm going to sweat during the day, so I'll have to change.
Are you going out today?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, look at you.
Something, I don't know, walk or do something. Something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to Rumble.
Good for you. I thought about going to a class like this morning and then I didn't. So
it's just hard when it's so hot out.
I know.
I like can't fucking stand it.
I can't stand it. I can't stand this heat.
I did watch the docuseries Woodstock 99.
What did you think?
Absolutely insane.
It really was?
Yeah. It was just like, you should watch
it. Okay, it's wild. Because yes, I know you were saying to watch it. It didn't look that good with the trailer.
It, I liked
it. Okay, I love that.
I mean, it's like these people went absolutely fucking crazy because the people that were running this thing were so terrible. Ugh. And like, as they ran out, there was like so many things. Like, they didn't have a there was 250,000 people there for the weekend. They didn't have a cleaning crew at all.
Oh my God.
And the security team was like, they would let people in for free if they agreed to be security. So there was no security, basically, and no cleanup crew. And like, it's the most insane thing I've seen. And then as they, so there's porta potties. It's 3 days. People are camping out and staying in these porta potties. Everyone's fucking wasted on drugs, like destroying everything. There's no cleanup crew. There's like showers, but there's a line. So these people go crazy. They break all the pipes because there's such a long line for water. And then like the one girl talks about how she got like her whole mouth with sores and stuff.
From not having water?
And some guy watching it was like, because the water was fucking contaminated with shit.
Oh my God.
And like, just, you have to watch it. It's absolutely. And so, and then the had like vendors, they took everyone's water as they came in so that you had to buy everything inside. And like, but this was 1999 and they were raising the price of everything as it was, people were getting more desperate. So like by the third day, a bottle of water was $12 and it was the only fresh water.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, there was like women being assaulted left and right. By the last day, they've just like ripped everything apart and are literally burning it down. The employees like barricaded themselves in like the thing. But the employees were the most to blame. They're like talking. He's like, well, I was only 18 at the time, but yeah, I was in charge of security and I did ecstasy on the first day until like, it's. You should watch
it. I'm going to watch it. That sounds like a nightmare.
It's your absolute nightmare.
Oh, my especially God. Yeah.
Because you, like, need earplugs to go to Nora Jones.
I know. That is a fact. That would be my true nightmare.
And the people that planned it, they're like, we thought it was just going to be, like, Woodstock again. But the lead acts were, like, Korn and Limp Bizkit. And, like, they were like, that's not the same as like Janis Joplin and like Jimi Hendrix. It's a very different vibe.
Did people die?
And I read online after that 3 people died, but because of like heat exhaustion and stuff. But the bands are like so, a lot of the bands like really feed into it and it's really fucked up that like, like when they light a fire, Korn, I think it was, or maybe it was, Limp Bizkit decides to do, like, does a song called Break Stuff. Like, basically, we're just riling the crowd up as much as possible.
Oh, my God. But yeah, that's terrible.
It was, like, it's crazy. You have to watch.
I will watch it. I do like stuff like that. I love a demise, you know?
Yeah, I think you will like it. It's very firefesty.
That was fun.
And it still has the guys that plan it being, like, it was just a couple of bad apples, a couple of bad seeds ruined it for everyone. And it's like the whole fucking, and then they had like a rave at night. So like people were just drunk and on drugs the literal whole 3 days.
And were people expected to camp outside? Is that what everyone was doing?
They all just camped in like tents. But by the second day, it's literally, you can't see grass because of all the garbage.
Oh my God.
And then one woman was like, that worked for it. She was like, and so I was so fed up with all the garbage and they had no sanitation. So I took a bunch of bags and I went out on a golf cart and I handed out bags to people. And I was like, everyone do your part and it'll be clean. But they weren't into, like, everyone was mad and it was just not a Woodstock vibe. She's like, one guy yelled at me and was like, I paid $150 to get in here. I'm not cleaning it. And I was like, honestly, yeah. That's valid.
I know.
Why the fuck should someone have to clean to pay?
Of course. Why wouldn't they pay for people to clean? That's insane.
And it's like, and then there's like a young guy but he was like, at the time he was 22. And he was like, I tried warning them, like, Korn and Limp Bizkit, people are going to go fucking crazy. It's like 250,000 people.
Oh,
in a mosh
pit.
And they, like, because they didn't even know what the music was like. They just knew at the time they were really popular. So they were booking them because of that.
Oh, my God.
And they just, like, it's unbelievable the things that they do. And they talk to like the former MTV VJs and stuff who were there covering it and literally were like, they hate it because a lot of those people hated MTV because they like represented the downfall of, you know,
music.
So like the one girl's like, yeah, there was like a guy kept trying to run up and burn my ass with a cigar. It's absolutely like insane.
Yeah.
They climb there's like, they had security for the sound tower, which was this huge tower in the middle. And the guy was like halfway through the corn set. It was like zombies coming over the wall. He's like, just hands, and they start climbing up the sound thing and are trying to rip the sound thing. And he was like, literally we just had to abandon, like, all the security just like dove away from the thing and literally ran for their lives. Like, it's wild.
Oh my
it's complete
God.
Anarchy.
My question is, like, is that people on drugs or are people just insane at concerts?
It was a mix of people on drugs, the music that was being played, and the fact that they weren't being given water.
Oh, sure. Like, oh my God.
They paid for all of this shit. And then apparently the like artist tent, like the where they had set up for the people playing was like gorgeous.
I'm sure.
They had, like, but both Sheryl Crow. Oh, they also just scream, show us your tits at everyone. So like Sheryl Crow's literally like on stage and many people are chanting, show us your tits at her. It's just like insane. And then Jewel just stops her set like halfway through and literally walks off the stage, immediately gets on the bus and they leave. And they interview her and she was like, it was like terrifying. It was like the most terrifying crowd. The energy was crazy and I felt like at any moment they would turn.
Yeah, good for her. I would be like, let's get out of here. I'm scared.
It's all insane.
Oh my God.
But you should definitely watch.
Okay, everybody, let's watch. Yikes.
I know. I'm going to Lady Gaga.
Oh.
On Thursday.
Oh my God. Nothing to look forward to. That's fun. You're seeing your old friend.
I know. Well, I forgot.
You forgot.
I forgot it was so soon.
Wow.
I'm nervous.
To see her again?
No, for the concert.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything with that many people.
Yeah.
Oi.
100%.
What are your seats? Are they like?
I don't know.
Okay.
A friend bought them.
Okay, cool.
So we'll see.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I should get a monkeypox vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't want to get fucking monkeypox at a Lady Gaga concert.
I simply can't.
But anyway, what do you have planned?
This week?
Yeah.
I actually think, is it possible to say nothing?
It's possible. Anything's possible.
It really is, if you just believe. Yeah, I've got nothing this week.
Well, that's good.
Out of the norm. I guess you could say.
Mm.
Maybe I'll do something interesting.
What are you, where are you going tonight?
I don't know.
You know?
Somewhere. No.
Is it like a bar vibe?
I think like dinner in a bar or something.
Oh, dinner in a bar. Look at this.
Look at me. I know. Look at that.
Look at you.
Look at that. Could be dinner in a bar. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a drink.
Knows?
Maybe I'll get wasted. You don't know me.
Who knows? Who cares? You know what I'm saying?
I do. I say blackout, hack out. You know what I mean?
Blackout, hack out.
Exactly. Hack them out.
Yeah, 100%.
Saturday nights, I feel like, are always... I always think it's more fun to go out during the week because it's like when the cool people are out. And then Saturday nights, I'm like, oh, this is so expected.
Yeah.
But also some people like to go out on weekends, so...
I don't get that.
What do I know? What do I know? I do know that I was talking about going. Have you ever been to a medieval fair? No, a medieval.
Like a Renaissance fair?
Yes.
No, I've never been to a Renaissance fair.
Okay. I'm like, I do that.
Do I strike you as someone that's been to a Renaissance fair?
Yeah.
No.
I could see you holding a turkey leg proudly.
I'm not saying I'm against going to a Renaissance fair. I just don't really know anyone that's ever asked me.
I've never seeked it. I see. Well, I haven't gone, at least in a while. I did date a guy who worked at a Renaissance fair, and I knew that was a problem.
Yeah.
I mean...
What did he do at the fair?
I didn't ask. Once he said that, I did not ask a single question. I said, any more information will just make me not attracted to you, unfortunately.
Didn't you breathe fire?
Oh, as a kid. I was in the circus and I did.
Yeah, that's something you could do at the fair.
I am looking for, a job. So that could be great for me.
Well, I meant just for fun. But yeah, if you want to monetize.
I mean, listen, I'll show up and be like, what can I do to make tips too? How can I help? How can I participate?
Swallow this fire.
Done.
Done.
Done and done.
Done. But guys, listen. Ugh. What are you going to do? We all breathe fire.
Exactly.
We all breathe fire inside and outside.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't even realize today I had a message.
It does. Always.
Do your homework and breathe fire, and you guys.
If you want more fire.
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/middlechildren. What else? Join us on Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. Yeah. Rate, review, subscribe, all of that. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.